Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Sue on a beautiful Monday morning. I am your joyful wellness guru, and I hope that you will be having a wonderful week. Let's get the show started. I should have with us shortly a woman by the name of Marjorie Favuzzi. She's a coach who specializes in ADHD, ADD, dyslexia, and PTSDs, and just general overwhelm. She knows she has some simple and effective approaches to recovery and healing from things like PTSD. She can help you with acupressure points and the meridians that release roadblocks and help you function at your best, and she's on with us now. Good morning, Marjorie. Thank you so, so much for being on the show with us, Marjorie. Can you please tell us what you do at Success in Hand?
Sure. I have about 27 years of coaching clients, and I see clients on individual basis. I also do group coaching and workshops, and I do staff training. Typically, clients come to me when they're really at a point of change in their life, when they really need to kind of look within and say, okay, this isn't working. Or the one question I ask, you know, that really brings people to thinking whether today is the right day to start, or they want to start soon to make that change is, you know, if in a year from now nothing in your life changed, how would you feel? And usually we get to that point where we absolutely need something to change because it's intolerable, or we've put up with it, we've ignored it, we've procrastinated over it, and now it's just really time to work on it. So we do a needs assessment, and then we figure out whether there's, you know, any limiting beliefs or trauma going on, in which case the resentments and the things that we have kind of stored in our subconscious are very well affected by emotional freedom technique, which people know as tapping on the energy meridians and the acupressure points, so that we can actually let the brain turn around and we get out of our own way in a very compassionate way, but very powerful, very quick, and very effective. I also do skills coaching, helping people organize and really wherever they're stuck, we figure out what's going on, and then we customize a plan for them to move ahead.
Now, does this work well for all clients or just for the ones who have issues like PTSD, ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, phobias, overwhelm? Because you mentioned all those really what I see as sort of traumatic underlying issues on your website. But do you work with all clients or just those with special needs like the ones you mentioned on your website?
Okay, so I actually work with a number of people. That's the website is right now under revision, and mm-hmm. I have somebody working on it. And it's outdated, you know. There's
right.
Nothing to be said about that other than life just got really busy and business took off faster than I could keep up with it. So the website doesn't mention anything about EFT, and I've been doing that for years. What I do work with is lots of times people that find me tend to have shame in the past, and they tend to be, maybe they want to work on organization. That's something that people can relate to, whether or not they are diagnosed with something like ADD, which is just, you know, it's a label. It's something that's going on in our brain. It is a different creative brain type. You don't have to have ADD to work with me. You may just need a little bit more skills and organization, moving through things with prioritizing and getting out of the way of putting things aside with procrastination. What we frequently find when people are disorganized is that they are internally not clear. So they're disorganized inside and out. And then they're living with the chaos of having things pile up around them, or putting off tasks. Paperwork is often a big one. So then they are triggered by the overwhelm of the visual around them. So we need to work from the inside out. The state of California sends me people that are in their Department of Rehab program. So they may be in school for reestablishing a career, for getting trained for something new. They may not be able to stay focused on their work or keep the tasks in line so that they can move through them, complete them, go on to the next one. I've also done job coaching so that people that are in a job that is stressful or there's time management issues, maybe it's taking information in and being able to use it for the good of the business and for them to be able to stay focused. I'll go and do job coaching for them. So you don't have to have the special needs, but frequently what we find out is there's something we're holding on to. And those feelings of not being enough, questioning whether you really can move ahead, those are really helpful to be worked on with things like EFT, with the tapping, because it's so straight to the point. As my clients say, it is solution-oriented.
In a moment, I'll ask you what workshops you're offering currently, but first I wanted to give you a way to make this more concrete for people and to put it into more concrete terms. Can you give us an example of a client success story?
Sure. I worked with a woman who had dyslexia and ADD going on. She had to... She was in an alcoholic marriage, and she was really sinking. She couldn't do anything about her husband's drinking. She was emotionally overwhelmed much of the time. She wanted to make changes, but she was afraid to. So in our working together...
Phone, Marjorie? I'm sorry, can I have you speak more into the phone? Your voice is sounding a little muffled.
Sorry.
Okay, so this client was in an alcoholic marriage. She was needing to make some changes. She was really afraid to. Her husband was making the only income, and she was in overwhelm. She also had dyslexia and ADD, which meant that she just couldn't deal with the anxiety and was just choosing to try to get through every day. There was a lot of depression going on, and she was feeling like she just didn't want to live anymore if she had to live this way. She was not attempting suicide. She was just really at her wit's end.
Mm-hmm.
While working with her, we discovered that the things that she wanted to do in life really weren't in line with her husband's values or what he was doing anymore. So she was able to set some boundaries, and he chose to go a different route. He didn't want to go along with it. So she was able to get up the strength and the courage and the focused path to leave the marriage, work on her own issues, and she ended up going back to school. She is now a published author, doing really well. Another woman that I worked with was in her 40s. She was working at a job that was sort of dead end. She was not fulfilled. And she ended up figuring out that she really, really wanted to go back to school. She'd never had a chance to get a degree, and she dropped out before she'd gotten it. And she became really lit up with her passion of working with people within organizations. She is now going for her master's. She's already advanced twice within the, she works for Kaiser actually, within that system. She's involved in a lot of community projects. She has self-esteem. She is just on fire. So those are two people that I've worked with. Another person is, he's a contractor. He would run big jobs, supervising like 8 crews at once. His company wanted to send him to anger management, because he would just, you know, was so overwhelmed, working all the time, biting off the heads of the men that worked for him. He had no patience for anybody. He ended up doing brain exercises that I teach so that he could. He also has ADD, so he was getting derailed and he was not able to stay focused. He ended up doing the brain exercises, coming down to a focus point of really being in the moment, mindfulness coaching, and he never had to go to anger management. But his crew really knew when he hadn't done his brain exercises, because he would slip back into that angry kind of off the cuff chopping off heads sort of behavior. So they'd say, dude, you need to do those wacky exercises. And he's done really well with them.
Wow, that's fantastic. Okay, now, as promised, as we promised to the listeners, I'm going to have you tell us about your upcoming events and workshops.
Sure. I just did the first ritual evening, which is in a series, and that was on, it was on 2 weeks ago, Friday, actually. That was a mandala meditation. The next one, out of four, and you don't have to attend all four, they're individual in their own right. They're really lovely. The women that were there were just saying, wow, I never get a chance to do this. This is wonderful. And three quarters of them have already signed up for the next one. That one's going to be Lifting the Veil, Truth and Transformation. It'll be on Friday, October 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. And it'll be in Santa Rosa at my coaching studio, Success in Hand. It's only $35 to attend. RSVP required because we keep the group limited to 10.
Wow.
I have a new series starting up. It's called the Brain Sharpening Series. It'll be starting up on Wednesday, October 14th to 7, and we're going to meet every 2 weeks on that. Again, it's Success in Hand. Mm-hmm. And then I have the Women Tapping Into Empowerment. This is something that I've done once a month. I've done it now for a year and a half. I keep thinking, okay, I'll get the end of the series, and probably it won't continue. And then people keep saying, when are you doing that again? So the group is limited to 6 or 8 people. It's a monthly group for women to release stress, sleep better, to clear roadblocks so they can make good decisions. Sometimes it's goal-oriented. Sometimes it's about letting go of resentment or their fear of driving on the freeway, whatever it is. So it's a multi-generational type group. It's from 10 to 12:30. It's $25 to attend. And many of them go on to become clients, which is really nice.
Super.
And then I'm doing some speaking events.
Super. Now, I'll have you talk about your speaking events in just a moment. Folks, if you're just tuning in, I want to let you know that you're listening to the Joyful Wellness Guru. My name is Sue Hirsch. I'm interviewing Marjorie Favuzzi, of Success in Hand. She specializes in ADHD, ADD, anxiety, PTSD, and a few other issues like that for you to get more organized. And first, before we go into your speaking events, Marjorie, can I have you tell my listeners where they can contact you?
Sure. You can contact me at marjorie@successinhand.com. Also, the phone number is 707-206-1477. And my location is 850 3rd Street in Santa Rosa. Easy off the freeway, easy parking. Really a nice space, and I'm able to do groups there as well.
Super. Now, you have some speaker events coming up?
Yeah, I do. I'm one of the featured speakers at the Successful Brain Fair, which is going to be held at the Finley Center in Santa Rosa. I'll be talking on tapping unlimited potential. Again, we'll be using tapping, and it'll be a experiential talk so that you'll be able to get the skills when you come and listen to that. The Brain Fair will be going on all day, and that's going to be really fun.
You're going to get to talk to lots of experts and sit down for 10 minutes or 20 minutes with people, all kinds of different brain issues. And I find that lots of times people come to me because they're just not able to bring those memories up as quickly as they'd like. And the brain exercises I do really help with that. The next one I'm doing is Women's Night Out, the Gathering for Professional Women. It's a free admission, as is the Brain Fair. They'll be serving appetizers, desserts, and wine, and that's going to be held at Lavish, which is a brand new high-end sound system store for stereos and the like on 4th. And that's going to be, I just did one in September, and the next one coming up where I'll be a speaker is Wednesday, October 21st from 6 to 9:30.
Super. Wow. Okay. I'm going to take those dates down. I may have to contact you and get those dates and details one more time. I hope that my listeners, if they miss the show, please let your friends know you can catch it from the archives. You can also call in and ask us questions. The number for that is area code 347-677-1860. You can ask questions or make comments of Marjorie Favuzzi or myself. She is a coach who specializes in PTSD, procrastination, overwhelm, and several other issues. My name is Sue Hirsch, your joyful wellness guru. Marjorie, if you had one message in a nutshell that you could leave us with today, what would that one message be?
Good question. Don't wait. What are you waiting for? If you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling blocked, if you're feeling like there aren't enough, you have these dreams, but you don't know how to move forward, come see me. It's a free session for anybody who wants to come and check it out. The 90-minute session is a real session. It's not just a sales pitch. And you may end up working with me, or you may end up going into a low-cost group, or you may end up not. But why wait? We get to that point where we know that change needs to happen, and we just don't move forward. I know that from my own experience. You know, so I have ADD as well, and when I found help, I was desperate by that time. I didn't need to wait that long, but it was a point of change. You know, that was decades ago, and that's one of the things that gives me the strength to move ahead. I'm also in recovery, and people who are dealing with food addiction, substance addiction, you know, life is just, not as only is it not fun, it's a daily struggle. There's no need to struggle. Everybody deserves a chance to succeed. Everybody deserves a chance to take a breath, have somebody really listen to them, and move forward. So don't wait. I guess that would be it. The one other thing that I had, a group that I didn't mention was MrMeetup.com. You can find me or email me at Marjorie@successinhand.com. And that is on the second and fourth Tuesdays, from 7 to 9 p.m. at my successinhand.com studio office. That's for ADD skills and support. And we're working on right now time management, the nation. Really, there is help out there. And it doesn't have to be expensive. We are your tribe. You know, come check it out.
Absolutely. There is always help out there for whatever issue you're having, folks, so remember to ask for it. And Marjorie Favuzzi is going to be a great resource for you in a lot of different situations. My name is Sue Hirsch, your Joyful Wellness Guru. We're coming to the end of our show. Marjorie, would you like to say goodbye to my listeners?
I would love to, yeah. So I would like to also just reiterate that you know, your brain can function better than it is. It's easy to turn it around, get out of your own way, and move full speed ahead. with more confidence, with more joy in life. Don't wait. Give me a call, 707-206-1477, or send me a text, or contact me at marjorie@successinhand.com. Come in for a free session, and let's figure out how you can function at your best.
Thank you so much for being with us, Marjorie. Really appreciate having you here today. And
thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. You have a wonderful rest of your week. Talk to you later, Marjorie. Oh, I always do that. I always cut people off. So sorry, folks. So give Marjorie Favuzzi a call. I highly recommend her. You can also have a look at my blog. I just posted her email to me today with her bio and her event. So there are a lot of details there in case you missed any of the details she was telling you about events today on my show. If you want to pick up those details, have a quick look at my blog. You can get there via joyfulwellness.org. And that's www.joyfulwellness.org. So have a look there. Go to my blog role once you get to that page and have a look for today's blog, because I posted her entire bio and email to me. It has lots and lots of details. It's chock full of details about her workshops and her other events. So have a good hard look at that and tell her that I sent you, that you heard her on my show, that you saw her name in one of my blog posts, and how you can also have a look at my Facebook page, because she's there on my Facebook page now. Let me think. Yeah, you have to just go to the link. I put up a link to the show. I will put up the link again. It's also on the homepage of Facebook. So good luck with that, everybody. I know there are a lot of people who know people. If you are not someone who has one of these issues, one of these underlying issues in your life, then I'm sure you know somebody, or you know somebody who knows somebody who could use Marjorie's help today. If not today, then tomorrow. It's just something good to keep in mind. We get help when we're ready to ask for it. We get it when we need it. But you do have to ask. You have to understand yourself a little bit. You have to understand yourself just enough to know that you need help, and maybe even where you need the help, in what area of your life. So you just have to know how to ask. My name's Sue. I'm your Joyful Wellness Guru. Thank you so, so much for listening to my show. And I hope you plan to have a wonderful week until Friday, when I will have with us Yalila Espinoza. She is another sort of coach. She's more of an emotional coach, so it'll be a very interesting show. I like having coaches on my show. I like having all sorts of people on my show who can help you. They are in your neighborhood, not just in your neighborhood anymore. My show, I used to keep it centered around people right here in Napa, Sonoma, and Marin. I considered that to be my hometown, basically, Napa, Sonoma, and Marin, my home community. But I came to realize that really the entire world is our community now, because we have something called internet access, which makes us an even smaller world than we would normally think we were or are. So smaller than we expect, anyway. Also, you can call me if you would like to set up an appointment for a massage or for some coaching. I also do coaching. I do health coaching. And you can call me for that. The number is area code 707-762-3578. That can be done by phone. And I will help you if you'd like to get on what's called the Take Shape for Life plan. That was put together by Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson, who has a pedigree as long as my arm, longer actually. So look him up. Google his name on the net and learn a little bit about him. And if you like his idea, which is prevention, he is all about becoming more well, healthier, by preventing, and he's all about preventing our gradual decline into unhealth, not necessarily that we're getting sick, but that we're not getting healthier, that would be considered to be unhealth. That's sort of his perspective. I could be saying it better, I'm sorry. But that is the basis of it. So look him up and let me know if you'd like a little help getting on track using his Take Shape for Life plan. I'll get you started. And if you have other issues, I can help you with some of your other issues, because there's just about always, there's never one issue. There's always a cluster of issues. And I'll talk to you a little more about that maybe next time, if there's a little time after we talk to Yalila Espinoza on Friday. So please listen again on Friday. Please have a wonderful rest of your week. This is your Joyful Wellness Guru, Sue Hirsch, signing off of the Joyful Wellness Guru Show. Bye-bye now.